Good evening. This is the July 10th elections, PNB Elections Committee teleconference. And we have a quorum. Mary, perhaps you'd like to call the roll just so people can know who's here.
Well, can you just announce who's here right this minute? Let's see.
Are we going left to right?
Carolyn Burden.
Okay.
And LaVarn Williams.
Okay.
Wendy Schrell.
Okay.
Melinda Aledone.
Ed Weisgall.
Okay. And
Patty Hepley.
Oh, okay, great. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Is Rob here yet? Like anybody else on the call that hasn't been mentioned?
Richard.
Oh, okay, you're on. Anybody else?
Yourself, Mary Bird.
Oh, all right, I'm here. Okay.
Did someone else just come on?
Yeah. Hello? Somebody get off? Okay, we have We have Carolyn, LaVarn, Wendy, Melinda, Ted, Patty, Richard, and me.
100% KPG.
Anybody else?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
This is Serene. I'm going to be muted most of the time. My background is noisy.
Okay, hi, Serene. I didn't recognize your voice. Okay.
Is Grace Aaron on this call?
Grace? Is Grace here?
Yes, she is. She's on for L.A. No one contacted her?
Grace Aaron, no one contacted me that she's on for L.A. or any other place, no.
Let me try to reach her. I'll be back.
I don't know that she's... was there an election in L.A.?
There was supposed to be.
Well, there was going to be on the 13th, Julie told me.
Oh, okay.
Well, should we look... does everyone have a copy of the draft agenda I sent out?
Yeah, I do. I have that in great big type. Yeah. So we are going
we're
to
all
move
here.
And is the first thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And set the next meeting date. Well, first, shall we approve the agenda? Does everybody have the agenda?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, everyone want to take a look at those committees? I put them down, even though I know some people may not have reports. So we can eliminate any of those committees or if no one has anything to report.
Okay. These are the... okay. The resolution's implementation. Do we have anything? I don't think we do. Do we, Patty? Do we have anything to report? Hello?
I do have that one. I sent out something today, comments for the resolutions, but not the recommendations.
Right.
I sent them to you and to Patty. I don't know.
Yeah.
As a group, we haven't talked about it, but there is something out there.
Right, so we can report on that.
Hi, it's Rob.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Okay.
Did you find Ted and Mary?
Yeah,
we're all here.
So you're here.
I noticed that there's one person missing from database integrity and audits.
I'm sorry?
I noticed you got three people on everybody except the last one. That's the database integrity and audit.
Yes, I'm missing someone in my notes, and I couldn't figure out who that was.
Who do you think would be helpful on that? Would you like? I mean, which one of these do you think I could you could use me on?
Probably almost any of them, depending on what you like.
Who's talking, Melinda?
Yeah.
Melinda,
I'd be happy to assist.
Yeah, okay, well.
This is Patty, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's Patty, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You're unmuted. We're going over the agenda.
Let me see about...
any of those committees that need to be... added to or taken away from?
Well, I'm just looking to see if in the minutes of the 12th if there's somebody missing off of there. I don't think so. We never had more than...
Unless you think that maybe the other
one...
There might be another one that might need my help worse.
Well, that one is good, but you're on... Yeah, I think we do need you here.
Okay.
Which one would you like to add to?
Yeah, which one?
Hey, I'm game. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, as to what the difference is between the three of them.
All right, why don't we wait until we come to them? By the time we're discussing it, maybe you'll know better because we've spent a little time on those.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Any other changes? I don't think we have a revision of the WBI Election Rescue Act.
Okay, we were going to be discussing that this week. I mean, this meeting.
At this meeting?
I think, yeah, we tabled it, sort
mm-hmm.
of, to,
we tabled it. Mm-hmm.
to discuss this time.
I thought we sent that to a subcommittee.
Yeah,
well, we were all
going to
just kind of read it and see. There was a small committee for that, yeah.
There was. I don't think we have anything in writing for that, so maybe we'll scratch that unless somebody wants to put a motion forward. Well, we'll leave it there, and we'll deal with it when we come to it. Is
okay.
anything else agreeable? Or?
Yeah, that committee was Patty and Melinda and Serene and
okay.
Richard.
I never heard anything from anybody, so...
You guys haven't done anything on that yet?
That was the election.
I'm still waiting for a copy of the act, actually.
Pardon?
Oh, it's in the files, Serene, in the files of the list, of the PAC Election 05 list. If you go
it's
in there,
there,
I think you'll see it in there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It should be in there.
Yeah.
All right. Should we approve the agenda then as it stands? The times are just for... guidance, they're not firm.
Point
of information.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah, what is the end time for this meeting?
We haven't set an end time.
Okay. I would ask that we amend the agenda to include an end time, please.
Okay. And now, Ted, you had something to say about that.
I want to end in an hour and 15 minutes from right now.
That works.
Well, I think as you can see from the times I've allotted, I was looking to 3 hours. But if you want to make a motion, and we can discuss it.
I'm sorry, Carolyn, did you say 3 hours?
That, well, if you add up the minutes that I added to each of these items, 30, 30, 30,
40,
and so on, it comes to about 2.5 or 3. But
I guess no comments on anything.
2 hours. Oh, I see. So it does.
We just don't mm-hmm. comment on anything.
It could be. Last time we came in under 3. Ted, would you like to make a motion to that? Or
no, let's just go. Let's get started.
This is Serena. I would like the times change. I didn't hear all the items. I was trying to reach Grace, who incidentally cannot generally make Sunday meetings. And Sunday meetings are difficult for me also. So I would actually ask that we include on tonight's agenda finding another day to meet. I just want one day that's not, you know, totally absorbed in Pacifica business.
Well, that's item one, the next meeting date.
Right.
So when we get to that, we'll certainly deal with that.
Right. No, I was saying I didn't hear the agenda. I was offline at the time trying to reach Grace.
Oh.
So I don't know what all the items are, but I certainly think a 2.5-hour meeting that begins on Eastern time at 8:30 is ridiculous. I don't want to be on the phone at 11 o'clock, I'm sorry. I think we should have a meeting that ends no later than 9:30, 9:45 Eastern time.
Is that a motion?
Seconded. Yes, it's a motion.
Okay.
It's a vague motion.
Pardon?
Chicken.
No later than an hour and 15 minutes from now.
And so you can't make any comments tonight, Ted.
Well, I think it requires, if I may be recognized, I think it requires that we make some adjustment to the time, to the times that have been apportioned.
It requires a vote of the committee to limit the meeting to an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
I understand that.
Does anyone want to have anything to say on that before we vote?
This is Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Please.
Yeah. Well, I think I think we should at least look at an hour and a half or so.
This is Wendy. I have a comment.
Yes, Wendy.
I have spent the entire week in Pacifica meetings, and I've had our LSB meeting was especially frustrating this week in that we never got to any business, and we have an end time for those meetings, and so we couldn't get to any business. Mm. I mean, that's our fault. You know, we should have been more efficient, but we weren't. And the fact that this committee actually is together right now, I would like to consider staying on the phone a little while. I mean, I don't like Sunday meetings either, but now we're all here. So I would object to limiting it to an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and a half, but I certainly don't want to go on all night.
Good.
Well, I think we, this is Mary Berg here. I don't think we're not going to be discussing the Rescue Act, so that's one thing. I don't know if we're going to need 30 minutes on each of the items B, C, and D, mission statement, analysis, and discussion of the 2004 PNB resolutions and uh-huh. of the last year's recommendations. So we might cut that time down some, and that might bring, we might have then about a two-hour meeting.
This is Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I suggest we just take the vote and move on, because the longer we discuss this and debate this, the less time we have.
That's
Thank
right.
you very much.
All right. Mary, do you want to call the roll? I guess we're voting on
okay, so,
the meeting an hour and a half.
We're voting on whether to the meeting at a minute, at an hour and a quarter. Is that what we're going to be
Yeah,
voting?
That's what
okay.
you said, an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. So, Carolyn.
No.
Okay. LeVarn.
No.
Okay. Wendy.
No.
Melinda.
Nope.
Ed.
Yes.
Patty.
No.
Richard.
No.
I say no, just to be...
This is Serena. Was I called?
Yeah, Serena, you're next. What do you say?
I'm sorry, I was trying to get my head together. Oh, yes, I'd like to end in an hour and a half.
Oh, hour and a half. Well, this is hour and 15 minutes. Okay.
Well, 15 minutes, whatever. Not
yes.
much.
Rob, you say yes?
Yes, I can't be on the call for 3 hours.
Okay, so we have three yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. So it fails.
Well, perhaps we can entertain a motion for 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, I'll move that we... end at 2 hours from now.
Mm-hmm. This is LeVarn.
Uh-huh.
2 hours or less.
Or less.
Or less.
Yeah.
All right.
It never forced us to stay.
Okay. Okay, want to do it again?
Please.
Okay. Carolyn.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we ask if there's anybody who disagrees?
Oh, okay. Yeah, is there any objections? Well, then, hearing none, she'll...
I'm abstaining.
Oh, who's abstaining?
Serene.
Okay, so we'll keep going with the roll then.
For
all, right.
all of your benefit, Roberts doesn't have anything for abstention, so we can take that word from our vocabulary and throw it away.
Well, then let's dress Bob.
Then, okay, well, shall I take a roll or should we? Pardon?
No, we're just done. Nobody objected.
Okay. Okay.
All right, good. Next is the next meeting date. I... looked at the calendar, and of course Sundays are free, 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. If we want to go to a Tuesday or a Thursday, the 19th and the 21st, which is just next week, are available. Now, I know that seems a little bit close, but I do think we should. The PNB meeting is the 25th, and if we're going to have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Any motions to bring to them, I suspect we're going to need tonight's meeting and one more, especially since we're
mm-hmm.
cutting tonight's meeting short. So we're going like to...
Yeah? That, someone said something I heard?
The 19th is in use by the PNB Governance Bylaws Review Committee.
Yeah, I can't do the Tuesdays because of Program Council, so...
Question, the 19th PNB Governance Bylaws Review Committee, is that a local committee to WBAI?
No, it's a national committee. It's the PNB.
So, I heard that.
It's not on the calendar. Noticed on the calendar.
Oh. Well, wait, I'm still talking. So I haven't ever heard of a national bylaws committee. Can you tell us more about that, Serene?
It's a subcommittee of the Governance Committee.
Of the National Governance Committee?
Yes, yes, PNB. That's why I'm using the term PNB.
Right, and the next meeting was set for the 19th?
We're on the 19th.
For the
They're
record,
not noticed on the calendar, I'm afraid.
For the record, I understand the term.
Too many people are talking at once. I don't know what's being said. What is the question?
The question, well, I mean, I'm on the PNB, and I've never heard of a National Bylaws Committee, so I'm just asking you to explain that more.
It is a subcommittee of the PNB Governance Committee.
Right. Okay, right.
Like, is there's people from every station on that committee?
Yes. I believe Rob, Mary, and myself on this present call are on that committee as well.
But there's more people than just you three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the
Bylaws Revision Committee.
Well, once again, let me say that it is not noticed on the KPFTX calendar.
Okay, but you're now being told that. So
excuse
can we try
me,
to find another?
Excuse me, may I finish? The 19th and the 21st are both free. So if we're going to rule out the 19th, that leaves us with the three Sundays this month and the 21st or the 22nd if we want to go into Thursday or Friday.
The governance committee is going to be meeting on the 22nd as well. The full governance, PNB. I'm not referring to any local committee. Since this is a national committee, I would refer only to local, to national committees.
Right. Was that set just yesterday? Was that set on Friday, Serene?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You weren't on that call.
That's the meeting. I was supposed to. I was going to try to get on it, and then I had a problem. I couldn't get on at all. So.
Right.
So they set that on the 19th.
The subcommittee will be meeting again on the 19th, and we're asking the full committee to meet on the 22nd. I think they're probably going to post that today to our list if they've not yet done so.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do that then because I have
to. Well, back to Sundays, people.
I think so.
Sundays is really the best.
I don't see
people.
Another date.
Well, what's wrong with what's happening on Saturday?
Well,
relaxation.
Yeah.
Who has
well, it? Maybe you can do it on Sunday.
I don't think people should be allowed to relax on a Saturday.
Serena, I'm tied up with work all day on Saturday the 23rd.
And Mary and I both have an LSB meeting on Saturday.
That's right.
23rd. No, we don't. It's the 16th. I'm sorry.
It's the 16th, but there's something on the 23rd. I know there is.
Well, how about the 24th?
That's the Sunday. Well, I could do the Sundays probably because I just don't have any other days.
Well, it does mean, though, that we have no one on from L.A. at all. The only person we have right now from L.A. is Grace, and she can't do Sunday. So I think just to have someone from that area, we might want to try to find another date.
Or a different person.
Excuse me, but you keep saying Grace is on from L.A. I have not been notified of any election. Julie said that she was going to ask for an election on the 13th, which has yet to come. But I haven't been told of anyone joining this committee from L.A.,
Well, Grace made that, Lydia made that representation on our call on Friday, and I have no reason to, and Grace, in fact, I think, confirmed that.
Would we change a meeting for someone who's not even a member of the board, a member of the committee yet?
She's a member of the committee because her LSD sent her, and we have no one from L.A., so if we don't want any feedback from L.A., then we can continue to have Sunday meetings when she's unavailable.
Well, we had Julie.
Well, I have no notice of her availability or non, so... I don't think we can.
You got that statement,
tonight.
Carolyn? I'm sorry. Carolyn, there was some interference. Could you repeat that statement?
Yeah, I've had no notice of her availability or her selection. I'm glad we have someone from L.A.
Hey, you guys.
We're here.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you now.
This is Wendy. If we want to go technical, which, we need to be notified by the secretary of the KPFK LSB that there's somebody new on the committee. I mean, I really want them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And I have no problem making a call and asking the person to send the... I assumed, actually, that Mary was going to be on our call and I was going to mention it to her on Friday.
Right.
I haven't had access. I haven't had access since then.
I'm talking
but it's
about...
Not a,
I'm talking
I'm sorry,
about...
may I finish my statement?
Go ahead,
I understand.
Serena,
I understand.
Wendy will speak.
Sorry, I
Wendy
believe...
Wendy, speak, please.
Go ahead, Serene, and then Wendy, and then Mary.
I understand that you're asking for official notifications from the secretary, and I'm sure they'll be happy to send that along. But I'm saying this is what the... There have been all sorts of problems with notices for this committee. I'm telling you now that you're setting another meeting date for a date when someone who apparently is the only person from that listening area who's going to be on cannot make it. So we can ignore that and ignore L.A. and go on and set us another Sunday meeting. She won't be there.
Why don't they get someone who can possibly meet on Sundays?
Wait a minute. I'm next, right?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead, Wendy.
You know, I mean, it's outrageous to have nobody from L.A. on this committee. And I'm, you know, as a member of the PNB and part of this committee, I mean, I would like to actually demand that KPFK give us three representatives. We can't say, oh, well, we only need one, and then we have some person from New York tell us that we got one, but we don't know that we have one. I mean,
thank you.
We really need an official notification from the Secretary of the Board in L.A., or at least somebody from L.A. telling us, hey, guess what, it's me.
Thank you.
And I'm not trying to exclude anyone, but Melinda's kind of right. You know, we can't set the meeting date because we heard that there's somebody who, from L.A. who may have been elected or not. I mean, we need three people from L.A., not one. And so I would ask that the chair of this committee find out who's on the committee from L.A., or if there's nobody, then make them get us some people.
I will certainly do that. Mary?
Yeah, well, I appreciate Therese telling us that, but it seems very remiss of L.A. to expect that someone in New York is supposed to convey what happens in L.A. I mean...
I'm sorry, point of order, Mary.
I mean, I'm appreciating you're doing it. It's not that. I'm not criticizing you're doing it at all.
Okay,
I'm just,
right. I also don't think that L.A. expected me to, or... I mean, I don't...
Well, that's it. I don't think they did either.
I don't think that was a really point of order. Mary, why don't you finish up?
Right, I meant to... You know, I didn't mean to say they asked you to. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even think about it. They didn't do it, so you stepped in and did it, but that isn't the way to run the airline. You know, they have a job to tell us. Now, I have Julie Rodriguez as a member. Is she dropped out? Because I didn't know she had.
Yes, I think all the people from L.A. have dropped out, and Julie said that she would bring it up at their LSD meeting on the 13th. And
okay,
I said,
so
fine, I was hoping to hear on the 14th, you know, so... But
okay.
I haven't heard anything yet from anyone from L.A.
Okay, so we need to get a hold of them then.
I'd like to suggest that maybe we vote on Sunday, take into consideration what Serena said, but I do think we need a meeting, and I think we should have it on the 24th.
Well, it seems... How many people can't come on the 23rd? We have several.
23rd is a Saturday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Several people can't do that.
Let's never do a Saturday.
So
I can't do that, but that's my anniversary. I'm going to be tied up.
Let's never do a Saturday, okay? Sunday is negligible, but some of us can do it.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
I think we do need to keep one day a week and make it a standard night. I'm sorry to even suggest a meeting 2 weeks apart, but given the PMB meeting on the 25th...
I think you're right.
I'm going to suggest the 24th.
Okay.
I would move that we have a meeting on the 24th. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. We in Houston know how to figure that out.
Okay.
Any objections to that?
What's that time?
8 Eastern.
8 Eastern
that's very,
and 5
it's very late. Is there any reason we couldn't meet early if we must meet on a Sunday?
7 Eastern?
I can't make it really much earlier.
I could do it earlier.
7 Eastern, Serene?
Even 7, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I move that we make a 7 Eastern on Sunday the 24th.
Okay.
Any objections to that?
I don't know whether I might be running a little late, but I'll try.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Melinda. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. So the next meeting will be on the 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
Now,
put that on the calendar now.
All right, now the next item...
Is
the approval of minutes from June 6th, June 12th, and June 26th. On the 12th, we didn't have a quorum, and so we need to validate the notes, but I don't know that everybody has a copy of those, Mary.
Well, I think they were sent out to everybody, but who has the copy? The 26th, everybody should have had all three of them. Is anybody that? But Rob didn't have the 26th, or has lost it, or didn't have it. Who doesn't have...
This is Ted. I'm at my computer right now, and I, Carolyn, I have a bunch of emails from you, but they're not minutes. So who would have sent them?
Mary.
I would have sent them.
Okay, so...
I sent them in a batch. I sent the 6th, I sent the 5th and the 12th in a batch, and the 26th later.
Do you happen to know what date you sent them?
Let me see if I can find that out.
I'm not sure it's totally relevant, but it might help people to find them while they're on the call.
Okay, it was mid-June for the for the
Mary,
first
what is,
two.
What is your name as it comes up?
Pro
on
Audio.
Computer?
Pro Audio.
Yeah, that's what would have sent them. And it would have been to the list.
On the 26th.
Thank you.
Oh, cool.
It says, first draft not completed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Who was that?
Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Well, should we take and look at June 6th, at least get one set? I'd like to get them posted somewhere. I'm not sure where we have space yet, but I would like to have a set that's annotated by hand. Mine goes up to a page through a number 10. The last item on the page is status of special election of PNB. And then there's some handwritten notes. So I don't know if there's an edited version beyond that or what. Am I looking at the same as everybody else's?
I can't actually look at my own right now. I can't look at that. I can't.
Okay.
Pull it up because I just can't see it.
This is Ted from Houston, and I don't have them. I would suggest that we not deal with them tonight, since
I think that's probably a good idea.
No one has. How about
I'd
the
like
other
to second
one?
That portion. This is Wendy. I would like to say that there's not that there was an incredible amount of things accomplished on that meeting, and I'd be happy to send them to anybody that can get them right now.
Okay.
Please, Wendy.
Okay.
So, Mary, who needs them? Ted?
Just put them in the list.
Yes,
put them in the list, yeah.
Oh, what's it called?
So are we postponing consideration of the minutes until the next meeting?
Or at least until later in this meeting when we all have a chance to listen.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just
all right,
move
we'll,
it
we'll
down
to...
I just sent them to the list.
Okay. So that would only take a few minutes. Well, we could take another item.
I just don't think it's helpful for us to keep postponing approving the minutes.
Right.
It makes it
kind of silly.
So we can't move on.
Yeah, we should.
All right. So may I suggest that we table it until 9:15?
Okay.
Okay.
That's good with me.
Okay, that's good. All right. Let's report. I had a few things I wanted to say about the committee composition. I think I've already reported what I heard from Julie, that she was going to have a meeting. Carol Wolf from W said that she would bring it up. Rob, do you know when your next LSB meeting is?
It's on Wednesday.
Do you think you might be able to elect two people to this committee then? That would be nice.
We'll sure try.
Okay, that would be good. And so maybe by the next meeting we'll have a few more people here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did to Lydia Brazone about coordinating the governance with the governance committee, which
right.
is also dealing with the election timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she was going to send me what that committee has agreed on so far, which is some changes in the internal times, but not the end-to-end. And I think one of the things we need to discuss maybe as soon as possible is our approach to a timeline and the pros and cons of moving the entire election process to January, starting January instead of in 6 months earlier.
Can I get on the stack?
Yes, this is just a committee report, and then we'll discuss it as soon as I'm finished with that. That was my
I'm
only...
Saying my point is with regard to the statement you just made. I am on that committee.
Right, and as soon as I finish this, we'll open a discussion. So Lydia said she would send me what they have done, and we'll go on from there. And then we've had alternative support from non-committee members, people who are not on this committee, to help organize and deal with some of the issues around elections. There's a great deal of work to be done on this committee, and some of it is technical help. Some of it is help from people who have some experience with elections. So I'm wondering if there's interest in setting up a committee. I'd like to set up a listener committee that is not part of this committee, is sort of sponsored by it and under our aegis, and would help us do some of the work of analyzing and looking at materials and information. Does that interest anyone?
Point of order.
Yes.
I have a question about the process you're using.
you're giving reports on subcommittees and proposing other committees, and then you'd like people who wish to speak to address everything at the end of your statements instead of appending the statements to the portion of your report that are relevant?
Right.
Yeah, this is Ted. I would like to also rise to a point of order, and that is a committee report is a report. If you have recommendations, they should come either under unfinished or new business. Let's just hear the report without recommendations, except that you will be recommending thus and so at a separate point in time in the meeting.
All right. Point well taken, Ted. Thank you.
Okay.
So those are the three items that I wanted to report on. And that's all I had to say. So the next item is the resolutions implementation.
Okay.
And again, I had sent out to everyone late today
right.
yeah. a set of comments on the 12 resolutions passed by PMB last year. And I used the third column of that table.
Right.
And if we'll make that later, then we can do that under unfinished, new business rather.
Uh-huh.
And if we haven't had time to do that, then we'll just do it for next time. But that is as far as I've gotten on that, and I don't think anyone else on the committee has done anything else on that. Committee.
No, I hadn't actually seen them because I'm just looking at them now because I
yeah, I'm sorry,
had not been here to get them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, well, that's I guess that's all there is on that committee then.
Unless we want to get back to it later in... I can see it okay. I made it big here. Yeah, okay. So what about Patty? Did you get it? Do you want to...
And disorganized.
I'm sorry? I'm not hearing someone said... Was that Serene? I didn't hear it.
No, Patty, did
you ask...
I asked Patty...
Mary, go ahead.
Oh, Patty, I just asking you if you had seen... If you have had a chance to look at those resolutions implementations yet that Carolyn sent out.
Hi. I just got it a couple of minutes ago,
okay.
And...
You haven't had a
I
chance
have to
yet.
Look at it in a different viewer because it's giant on the screen.
Right, okay.
I'll do that now.
Hi,
okay,
this is Lauren.
We'll post on that.
Yeah, this is Lauren. You can change the margins of the report so you can get it all on there, I think. I changed the margins in order to print it out.
Uh-huh.
And thank you, Carolyn.
Was it too large? I didn't,
no, you just changed the margins, and then you can get it all on there. You just changed the margins in Word.
I have a point of order, please. This is Serena. I have a point of order.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If it's something that was just distributed, first of all, there are a limited number of people who can have access to it, and I also don't think it's necessarily the best use of our time
right.
to spend time reading and discussing something that we've only just gotten. So if it's something that you've just sent out,
uh-huh.
or, you know, wasn't sent out in time for people to actually do something with it, why are we using committee time to discuss it today and phone time as well?
This is Wendy.
Okay.
Yes,
that was my question was to the chair.
I understand, Serene, but this was not just sent out during the call. During the call, I just sent out the other thing that people were asking for, which was not the resolutions of the PNB. So that was sent way earlier this afternoon, and so it's unfortunate if some people didn't get to look at it, but I don't think it's appropriate to tell the committee that we don't get to talk about it because people didn't take the time to look at it.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't tell the committee not to look at it. I'm suggesting it's not the best use of our phone time or money to spend time reading something that people are seeing for the first time today. We knew this meeting was set 2 weeks ago. It could have been sent out prior to this afternoon.
Can I be on the stack?
This is LaVarne, please.
Okay. Yes, LaVarne.
You know, I suggest that we listen to Carolyn. And when she does something, then we can comment on it after she has done it. But I think, as Wendy said, you know, we've talked about this. We've had some earlier copies of the report. And whatever Carolyn would like to say about this, I would like to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to move forward. And to continue to raise questions about what's appropriate is only taking up our time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like us to get to the business. And then, you know, if there's something done that is absolutely out of order, then please address it then. But I'd like this meeting to move forward.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Serene, I'd like
Melinda,
to get on
and
staff plane.
This is Melinda.
In that order, I think maybe we can move on to the next item, which is the job descriptions and timeline issue.
Cool.
Okay. Do we have any reports on that, or is that going to be phone?
I don't know if the timeline issue, I don't think we have. I have not got something put together to report
uh-huh,
on.
Uh-huh.
I did alter it some, but I haven't got anything further than what I had before.
Perhaps we need to wait for Lydia Brazone's report on what they have done, and then we'll go on from there.
Carolyn, this is Wendy. So there's a subcommittee dealing with this exact issue. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. There is. Uh-huh.
And who's on that subcommittee?
I put myself on at halftime, as I recall.
Okay. So I didn't understand how Lydia was part of that equation.
Oh.
Well, Lydia. I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't explain. Mm-hmm. The governance committee is dealing with the same issue, and I thought there was an overlap, which was really inefficient. So I spoke to her about the fact that we are also working on a timeline, but we haven't yet gotten a recommendation to send up to the governance committee. And she said that they have gotten so far as the internal changes, and she would send me what they had agreed on so far. So I'm waiting for that.
Okay,
and I'll pass it along to you as soon as I get it.
Okay, so Lydia is the chair of the PNB Governance Committee?
Yes.
No. Lydia is the convener of the Governance Committee.
No,
has
that's
two...
not correct.
It's not correct?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking the question.
Lydia is chairing a subcommittee of the Governance Committee. The
that's
Governance Committee is chaired by David Adelson.
Well, that's what I was starting
to say. I'm sorry. I thought that she was the chair.
No, I was starting to say that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so the subcommittee is the bylaws subcommittee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she's going to send this committee a report, and when can we expect that?
Well, I was hoping to have it by today, but apparently not. But I will mail her and hope to get it as soon as possible.
Mary Berg here.
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering, Serene, what got passed Friday night? That I had to miss that meeting. I couldn't get on the call. So what got passed in that committee Friday?
I don't think Serene's on the call right now.
Oh.
If Serene's not on the call, can I ask a question, Wendy, again? Is the are the bylaws subcommittee, this is the first I've heard about a national bylaws subcommittee, and I'm really happy to hear it, but
mm-hmm.
are these meetings streamed and recorded through the regular channel?
I don't know if they were streamed and recorded. I'm not sure. Because
no,
I had a problem
streamed.
And couldn't get on the call.
Are they noticed, Rob? I mean, I would love
they are
to
noticed.
Hear what's going on with them.
They
yes,
are noticed.
They
they're on the calendar.
It's a subcommittee,
Carolyn.
Wendy.
They're not serious enough?
Wait, Carolyn, can I hear what Rob has to say?
Please.
It's a subcommittee, Wendy, and it's noticed. But, I mean, a number of committees have subcommittees. But they're as far as I know, the subcommittees don't stream their content. But they do have agendas and minutes and stuff like that.
Well, okay, but if they're official committees of the PNB, then we should really do that. I mean, this is what could be more important than our bylaws. So I would hope
True.
That we can work toward
now,
that.
Wendy, this is Chad. Excuse me for interrupting you, but a subcommittee has to report to the committee. It's doing some groundwork to expedite the process. Before anything comes of the work of a subcommittee, it has to be approved by the committee.
Can I be on the staff, please?
We could still stream it.
Yes, Richard.
Yeah, that's a nice interpretation, Ted, but it doesn't deal with transparency and democracy.
Thank you.
The reality is when you're dealing with changing the bylaws, I think there are a lot of people out here that would like to know the process as it develops, not just get the finished product, just like, you know, some people like to know the ingredients in the food they eat. Well, so I think that this is a major thing, and I, you know, for what it's worth, I agree with Wendy, and I think the PNB should take it up, and those discussions should be public.
This is Melinda, and I agree with Wendy as well.
Well,
this is Carolyn. I'd like to put myself on the stack. Who else?
I would like to be.
This is Ted. Let me just say that I guess we are also a subcommittee in here in Houston, and we have been meeting for about 3 months on the bylaws. These are meetings that both Wendy and Melinda could attend. They've been announced that they've chosen not to, and I can understand why. I mean, we all have so much on our plates right now. And all of these subcommittees, whether they're subcommittees of the National Governance Committee or whether they are these subcommittees that are operating locally, have to produce their minutes. Unfortunately, our meetings have been so long here in Houston that we don't even get to report committee minutes any longer, or ever, for that matter. So the cost of streaming every meeting and the idea that there's actually people out there listening, you know, makes this kind of like the elephant is running the circus. I don't
put
know.
Put me on the stack, Carolyn, Wendy.
Carolyn, Richard would like to speak again.
Okay. Well,
I'm sort of done. I hope my point makes some sense.
So who's next?
I think Carolyn.
I think Wendy was.
I don't think I was. Maybe Carolyn dropped off. Who? There was a bunch of people ahead of me.
Oh, they were? Carolyn?
Carolyn got on there.
Where'd she go?
Okay, well, since nobody's talking, I'll just say what I was going to say. Look,
okay.
Is Pacifica paying for the conference calls for this subcommittee is my question.
No.
The one we're on tonight?
No, the subcommittee of the Governance Committee dealing with the bylaws.
Wendy, of
what
course
do you mean, no?
Pacifica pays for all of the conference calls for all its committees and subcommittees. You
okay.
know that.
Well, if it's a real committee, well, they don't pay for me because I do this, I've got this silly $70 a month phone bill, so they wouldn't have to pay for anything I do. But in the meantime, you know, if Pacifica, if this is a real committee, then there's no reason why it shouldn't be
it's a
streamed and noticed and everything like the other committee.
It is noticed. It
but
is a subcommittee.
But it's not recorded.
It's not streamed. It doesn't have to be streamed. Maybe people would like it to be streamed.
Right.
Maybe
but
it could
it's not.
Be streamed.
Why are we discussing this on this committee? How does this advance the elections review process?
People, I apologize. I got lost. My phone got cut out, and I just got back on the call.
Okay.
Yes, I was going to say that. Why are we discussing that?
Well, Siri Berg here. I think we're discussing it because the work does overlap to some extent, and we need to work together with them, and it would be much nicer, it would be better if that, and since it's supposed to be, since there are supposed to be groups in every station area that are working on this, it would be good if it were streamed. Maybe not every subcommittee should be, but I think the bylaws revision one should be.
It's not confidential in any way. There should be open meetings on this committee.
That's what I think, because otherwise we just we'll have big communication problems.
I'd like to make a point here. This is an unusual committee in that it's there are bylaws committees in each station.
Right.
I don't think those are subcommittees.
No, those wouldn't be streamed.
Those are committees, and they should be streamed. Now, if they're getting together on a national call, as Serene said, I think on the 22nd, that also should be streamed. But I don't think there are subcommittees. There are committees who are getting together on a national call, which is a parallel issue, not a hierarchical one. So, yes, I agree that they should be, and I'll certainly talk to Dave Adelson about that.
Well, this is Wendy. I'm prepared to push that on the national level, so we can move on.
That would
Thank
be good.
Guys,
good. All right, let's move on then.
On the stack here and waiting and several other
Okay.
I just want to say that people say they've been noticed. I don't see any notice. I don't know. What kind of notice is this? I mean, if we're going to be talking about changing the bylaws, that's at the root of our democracy. That should go out to people. That should be broadcast on each station. It should be on the website in a place you can find it. Because our website is a mess. The PNB website, you know, the Liberty website. I mean, it takes me 10 minutes to find something on there every time. And I think, you know, those kind of things need to be going out to people, letting them know that this stuff is going on.
Right.
So all the listeners can have input and be told who they can, they have comments on things, who they can write and send to or send emails to. This has to be transparent and public as much as possible. I don't know that each local committee needs to be, you know, webcast because local people can go to those. They should be announced so people can go attend if they want. But the national, whether it's a subcommittee or not, it's dealing with a primary subject, and it needs to be webcast so people know what's being discussed and can have input. That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Any other comments on that?
Well, I agree. So I was on the stack, and I wanted to agree with that. So the process for making this happen is Wendy is going to. I just want to see what action is coming out of this.
Well, we can't. Wendy's going to. We can't make sure it happens on this committee,
but
I'm just going to reassure this committee that I would like to find out more about that committee. I'm just telling. It's just for your information. It's upsetting me. It's not upsetting me, but I would just like to make sure it's real, and I'll be doing that.
Oh, good point. Thank you, Wendy.
Okay, let's move on with election.
Let's talk. All right. Database integrity and audit.
Okay, let's see.
That was the next item.
Okay, wait.
Mary, you and I were at... I have a little bit to report.
I have a little bit, too, so you go ahead. I probably have less, but you go ahead.
All right. I've been going through the reports and culling the sections from each local report from last year on the database integrity and looking at the demands for audits, and I think that that is one of the things we really have to do. I also have some assurance that this probably can be done with the help of outside groups. So if we ask for a forensic audit, which I think we really need to do, I'm coming to that point, which I was at last year even, I think we can find funds for that so it will not cost Pacifica the arm and a leg a forensic audit would ordinarily cost. But I think that the database in each station and the national base has to be redone. Has to be audited and some order brought to the way in which it's kept. At some stations, it's really chaotic. Some stations are very good, some are not. But I just wanted to say that much, that I think we may be able to recommend whatever we're going to recommend and not have to worry about the money because that will be forthcoming.
Mm-hmm. Really? Well, that's nice. Okay. Well, now, the thing I've been focusing on more, at KPFA, our listener base is pretty good. And we did have that audited, and it's, the problems we had, I think, were not because the database wasn't good, but because the mailing was rotten. So, but the, you know, people didn't get things, not because they weren't on the list, but I think for the most part, that's been pretty good, but
no, they got
we
them
have
after
a problem
the
with the
time.
Unfaithful, pardon?
They got them after the time, right?
Well, yeah, but that wasn't because the list was bad. You know, that's not the reason. So, but our unpaid staff needs to, that we have a problem trying to see how we make that accurate.
Amen.
Because, you know, anybody that wants to say they're a staff person, they can sign up and say they're a staff person. You know, we don't have a procedure, and I don't think you do in BAI either. I'm not sure what the procedures are in other stations that don't have an organization.
We both have an organization. We had a real crunch time at KPFT. Where the supervisor literally had to put aside all of his duties for like 2 weeks in order to try to catch up with that.
And how do you do it there? You don't have an organization, so what?
Nope, he did it by hand, basically.
But how does he know? How does he do it? I mean, how does he?
This is Wendy. I can tell you that since the bylaws say that if you have an unpaid staff organizing committee or something like that, then you go by the rules that they have.
Right.
And if you don't have that, then you go by this rule, which says anybody who puts in 30 hours, basically 10 hours a month, in the preceding 3 months is considered a staff member.
Right.
Now, and I've said this before on this call, but the problem that we had at KPFT was that they went with... You know, somebody who mowed the lawn for that many hours a month, even if we had a lawn. Well, yeah, I guess we do have a lawn. was considered that kind of a staff person, which really wasn't the intent of the
rule. Right, that's the problem.
The unpaid staff unions that we have at the two stations that have them are more... you have to be a radio producer or on-air host to do that, to get to be subjected to those rules. And so that's a huge problem. You know, we've got some people that do the real menial work at the station that were suddenly had to vote and run as staff when they didn't have the recognition that a staff member would have. I mean, the rule is about people that are on the air shouldn't be running against listeners. And so what we had at KPFT was the people that didn't have the recognition as the same as radio people
had to run against them, and so that really wasn't fair either.
And we've also had a
Carolyn, I want to add something to that. This problem is endemic. All of the stations have problems with their staff list.
Yeah.
And on top of that, there's the problem of a conflict between essentially two classes of staff, those with an organizing committee and those without. Okay, and the AI has committees, the other three do not. So that those are the issues that we have to deal with in this subcommittee. And first we have to cull all the reports, find out what the problems are, and coordinate them, and then try and recommend some way of solving that problem, and rather quickly. So,
Stack, this is Ted.
Can I get on the stack, Richard?
Yes, Ted, Richard, anybody else?
I thought at our last meeting, I know at our last meeting I made the recommendation that we get input from management at the stations as to how to resolve this problem. I am wondering if anyone has begun communicating with management so that we can mm-hmm. get their input on this thing, and if anybody has gotten any responses from management.
And I just now
yeah,
that reminds me.
Actually,
Melinda said that she might
get on the stack.
Melinda said she would do that for KPFT. Have mm-hmm. you gotten anywhere?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I need to leave a message.
Yeah, can you do that?
I have done that for BAI.
I'll do it. Yeah. Sure.
And I'm putting that in the hopper. But I did say I would contact all the stations, and Melinda, I'll get your report and put that together. So yes, Ted, that was my responsibility.
Okay.
This is Serene. May I get on the stack,
please? Uh-huh. Who's next? Richard?
Well, I just wanted to say you referenced culling through the reports to find out what the problems were. I think we need to be a little broader than that. I don't have a lot of confidence in some of the election supervisors. I think we need to find out from other people what their concerns were as well as what the election supervisors put in their reports.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Serene?
Was
I'm sorry, are you recognizing me?
Yeah, we're...
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Serene?
Yes, I'd actually suggest rather than people go off and make their individual representations as to what it is the committee needs, that a subcommittee be formed to come up with specific language that then is passed on to all the stations so that we can be sure that for everyone's sake that the same information is being conveyed.
Well, this
good point,
would,
but this is a subcommittee, actually.
That's
there
the
are
one that would do
people
it.
On it.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yourself and Melinda on that subcommittee?
Yes.
And I'm on it.
And Mary?
Mary Berg and Melinda, too? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We got a subcommittee.
Sorry. It's a little difficult to hear. You're saying Mary, Melinda, and yourself?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Subcommittee.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to join that subcommittee.
Okay.
I didn't realize we had a subcommittee.
And this is Wendy. Can I make a comment?
Yes, please.
It sounds like, I agree with Serene. We should just tell them what we need and, you know, what's important and what we should do. But it also, at the same time, is suggesting a bylaws change. So, because the way the bylaws read now, we have all these different weird things. And so I agree, yeah, we're the committee, we're the subcommittee, we're the committee, we're the elections people. Let's
mm-hmm.
tell them what we need, but at the same time, we have to keep in mind that we're suggesting a bylaws change.
Mary
yeah.
Bird, I'd like to be on the stack.
Yes, Mary, go ahead.
I don't necessarily think that's true, Wendy. The bylaws don't specify one way or the other. They just say the 30 hours, but how we verify that is not in there. We can have procedural policy. We can have policy and procedural systems that are not in the bylaws. The bylaws doesn't preclude us doing that, so I don't think we need any bylaws change. You know, increasingly, I think I heard Lydia say that, you know, as I forget who it was, maybe Serene can remember, but she was advised by someone, and we've been advised too. You don't want to put all that kind of detail in the bylaws because you're stuck. You can't change it, and you may need to. So the election procedure ought to really be the detailed workings of it ought to be outside the bylaws so that you can change them, like, say, if
okay.
technology changes the method of counting or voting or whatever, you can do it, and so on.
Can I respond?
This is Ted. I'd like to be on the stack.
And
who wanted to respond?
Wendy.
Wendy and then Ted. Uh-huh.
And three,
what I'm saying about the conflict in the bylaws is that there's different rules for the stations that already have some kind of unpaid staff union. and the stations that don't. And so, you know, what we're addressing with this is that basically, and what we heard in the reports from the election supervisor from BAI and KPFA was that they had no way to tell if the list was unauditable. So the list at KPFT was a little more auditable because we could just say, well, if you didn't sign in, then, you know, you necessarily, we can't prove that you did it, but then we could go back and listen if they were on the radio or not, so we could prove it by that, but that's a ton of work. So there's contradictions in the bylaws is my problem.
Well, there
so
is.
So that's why I say.
That is.
Who was next on the list? Serene?
Ted was next.
Okay. We need to be very clear that we do not say things like we come up with procedures. Procedures is too vague. We need to say we come up with either special rules or standing rules. And in this case, I think it is special rules. And the reason that it is special rules as opposed to standing rules is because it takes a two-thirds majority vote of the national board with advance notice to amend these special rules, and they can be the ones that tell us how we go about determining what is the staff composition and the criteria for determining staff in an election. Done.
Okay, thank you. That's good. Serene?
Yeah, in addition to having contact with management, I would, of course, request that we have a discussion with both the existing union as well as staff at the other station. I think the conduct of some people suggests continually that the staff is at war with the listeners or that sort of negative communication style that some have set up is inevitable. I do not think it's inevitable. I think we have a shared interest, and I think that mutual respect in our dealings would go a long way to what's actually making this system work. So I would expect that any consultation with regard to whatever policy, procedure, format, whatever it is we're going to be doing, must involve the people who are affected and must do so not as subjects who then receive a command, but as equals.
That makes sense.
Any other comments on this before we move on? I think we've gotten past 9:15, and we said we were going to look at the minutes.
Right.
Can we move on to the minutes? Does everyone have a copy?
I move approval of the minutes.
Did you mean minute or minutes?
Minute. The minutes that we've all received by now, I move approval.
Okay.
I guess it's because it's short, huh?
I do have one comment on the minutes from, the June 12th, the list of your abbreviations. Cheryl Griffin is not on this committee. Ambrose Lane is not on the committee. Joan Gatewood is off.
Oh, okay.
So those,
let's
if you just eliminate
that.
Those names.
Okay, let me take
and Gloria those. Turner is also not on the committee.
Okay, we now know that. Okay, good.
Ambrose told you he's not on the committee?
Pardon?
Did Ambrose tell you he's not on the committee?
Ambrose was never on this committee.
Well, he was. So it was just a mistake? He was on the list?
I think he was on the last committee. I think he was on it last year, wasn't he?
No, Ambrose was not on that committee.
I was on some committee with him.
Well, not this one. Not election.
Okay.
Okay.
Not election.
On a couple of committees.
Take him off and... Who else? Gloria Turner. Oh, and Cheryl Griffin.
So Jane Gatewood also,
she's not going to be on it.
She said she couldn't come on.
Okay.
But then she couldn't.
So the others are correct.
But yeah. Was she on the committee at the time the minutes were set?
Well,
I don't believe so. She hadn't shown up for two meetings.
Right.
And she hadn't contacted me.
So, yeah.
Technically,
and
no.
Right. So I think we should just amend it like that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Any
As
other
a point of information?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mary, were these names all mentioned on the call as people who we then believed were part of the committee?
Yeah, these were people whose names that I had, you know, this is what we had I'm not sure whether...
I don't think they were mentioned in the minutes is the point.
No, they weren't mentioned in the minutes.
I'm not talking about what was mentioned in the minutes. I'm saying if at the time of the call we assumed that they were members of the committee...
Well, we had questions and we weren't really sure. I wasn't really sure. So it may well have been known, but it wasn't known to me. So I put them in with knowing that they might have to come out.